Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 453 for the 31st of August, 2026. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause for a few seconds for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect if you do not want to stay for our net. Okay, so it's just us regulars here. There's the chance that there may be somebody out there monitoring the All-Star node, but if so, let them speak up, and then I will read the rest of the preamble that we usually kind of skip when there's only us regulars here. Right, so let me run down the list here. I've got the All-Star node, I've got N4RNW, and KF6GPE, and KN4NTU. So if there's anyone else hearing my voice who would like to be acknowledged, please call now. Okay, and Reese, I think your message in the chat there, I had already disconnected from the ham conference, so they probably didn't see it. But it was a good idea to say hi to them. It's just that they were disconnected at first. Anyway, so first on my list is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and the rest in the group. N4RNW here from sunny and stormy southwest Florida, Fort Myers. Harold is the name. Really nothing to report. Thunderstorms today and sunshine today. So we're getting that summertime mix. That's all I've got from here. So everybody have a good night, a good week, in case I have to exit. And back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, good to hear from you, Harold. Weather-wise up here in Illinois, we've enjoyed a little respite from the high temperatures. They were in the low 80s instead of the mid 90s, but we've got the mid 90s coming back this week. So that's I don't know, what can you do about it? It's September. At least it's not like July and August. Right. Next on my list is KF6GPE. And I should have said, obviously I don't have a topic this week, so anything that's on your mind is fair game. So, go ahead, KF6GPE.
Good day, Wayne and Annette. Let's see here. Not much to report from this week. A lot of radio monitoring. We had a red flag warning Thursday night to Friday night. For dry lightning, it looked like there was some lightning off the coast, but it didn't move into our area, which is good because there have been fires further south in the Big Sur area that are somewhat alarming. But anyway, I had all the radios on for that except for the middle of the night. We were sleeping, and it turned out to be uneventful. But after the CZU fire complex in 2020, there were a fair number of people up here that were a little on edge. So I'm hoping that doesn't come up again. But, we're ready. Batteries are charged, and we've got a bag packed if we need to go. So other than that, not much to report. I'll turn it back to you, AB9FJ from KF6GPE.
How far are you from the Pacific Ocean, Ray?
As the crow flies, maybe 20, 25 miles. It's about a 45-minute drive down San Lorenzo Valley and then into town. You hit a bit of traffic, especially on weekends, through Scott Valley, it's called, which is the biggest town in the valley. And then you go down Highway 17 and you catch the ocean itself. So that's probably more like 45 minutes, worst case. But, yeah, we're actually surprisingly close. We get the coastal fog coming in 2-3 times a week, even in summer, so it's quite nice.
Okay. I've only been to California a couple of times in my life, once to the San Diego and Los Angeles area, and then once to San Francisco. And both of them, in fact, were for USENIX conferences, if you know what USENIX is. Those were back in the 80s. Anyway, all right, thanks for that info. Next on my list is KN4NTU. Okay, so evidently Reese maybe has stepped away from his computer or his phone, whatever. So, he's here. All right, go ahead, Reese.
Hey, Wayne, yes, I had just washed my hands, and my hands were wet, so I switched out of Echo Link. My apologies, but everything is fine out here in Georgia. I have never been out west. I think that would be neat to go west. I've been north, south, and east. I've been down to Key West and up to Vermont, but I've never been more west than Alabama, and it's the state right next to Georgia. So if you know any rich cougars out west, tell them to hit me up, All Star or wherever. I'd appreciate it. I'd like to ride a train out there. I think that'd really be cool. I like the trains. But everything's going fine out here. I'm just enjoying this break from the weather, as Wayne was saying. And my SDF username, I'm sorry about that, gentlemen, is RTJ, Romeo Tango, I don't even know the one, Juliet, Romeo Tango Juliet. Wow, I never realized phonetically. Okay, but yeah, everything's good here. Yeah, I'm just enjoying it not being a heat index of 110. It's pretty good for my arthritis, but it just makes it a little hard to breathe with the humidity. It's glad to hear y'all, and I hope everybody has a good upcoming week. I'm going to 73KN4 into you.
Okay, yeah, I agree with you, Reese, about the weather there. Enjoy it while you can. And parenthetically, I remember when your SDF username was the Green Hornet with no vowels in it. Do you remember that?
Yes, I am very autistic, and I caught a lot of hell on the bulletin board from that. But I did enjoy that nickname, and I still use it in some places. I have a couple multiple personalities, I guess. But, yeah, I enjoyed it. And I think I just spelled it like that because the original one was unavailable. There's no original style points or nothing. But, yes, I know that's totally irrelevant. But I hope you appreciated that bit of history. And I love SDF. And I should be utilizing it more than I do. But I'm trying to get my life more in order first, but the computers are a great distraction. We will talk to y'all later. 73KN4 into you.
Okay, one final question. I seem to remember that you're a Yankee transplanted to Georgia. Do I remember that right?
Yes. Illinois is my native homeland, Wayne. You're speaking to a native, I don't know, what do you even say that, Illinoisan? Is there a particular word for that? Some would call me a carpetbagger.
Well, here at the University of Illinois, the sports teams are all called the Illini. There used to be an actual Indian tribe called the, well, nowadays we call them the Illini. I have no idea what they called themselves. They probably called themselves something like the good people or something like that, but in their language. But anyway, so I'm kind of the mirror image of you. I was born in Alabama, and I've been here in Illinois for the last 60 years. So we're kind of counterbalancing each other. So, right, let's see, the dashboard has not changed. Well, now I should go back and see if there is anybody on the All-Star Network who can hear my voice and would like to join us. Please come now with your call sign.
Hey, Wayne, if me and you link up, say maybe we should link up halfway between Georgia and Illinois, since we are the inverse of each other, and maybe we would create a black hole or something if we ever met in person.
Well, do you know where Land Between the Lakes is in Kentucky?
Negative, but I can research that if needed.
Well, it's in western Kentucky, and you know, there's two main rivers in Tennessee. There's the Tennessee River and the Cumberland River. and they both empty. Well, actually, they merge together just before they empty into the Ohio River. And there are dams on those rivers, the TVA dams. And so between the two, they call it the land between the lakes, you know, because there are dams on each river. So anyway, that's in western Kentucky. If you know where Fort Campbell is, the military base, it's in that area. Anyhow, the reason why I mentioned it is I have relatives in that area. And so whenever, or I used to, I'm not sure if they're still there now, but it used to be that whenever I wanted to travel down to Alabama from Illinois, I would always stop overnight in that area with the relatives there. And that way, you know, I didn't have to try to drive for, you know, 13 hours straight. So anyway, that's just a comment to your suggestion that we get together somewhere in between and do a mutual annihilation.
Yeah, that would be cool. I think so, yeah. Once I get a little healthier, maybe I can ride my bike a little longer and we could meet up for a nice chili dog or something. But I'll keep that in mind. That gives me something to look forward to. Thank you for calling the net, Wayne. I enjoy it, and I hope everybody has a good week. 73KN4 into you.
Okay, yeah, well, thanks, Reese. So no new call signs have popped up on the dashboard, so it's just the four of us. In fact, no, somebody did drop out there. Yeah, Harold, he did say that he might have to drop out, so all right. So I guess this is when I call for rechecks. If you've had anything else you thought of that you want to mention, come now.
I'd stay and chat a lot longer, but the sun is almost down here, and I want to try and enjoy a little bit of it before it goes down. We'll talk to y'all later. Thank you again.
Okay, no problem, Reese. Thanks for joining us. So enjoy the sun, the daylight while it lasts. And so it's just you and me, Ray. And we got 15, almost 16 minutes into the net here. So I'm ready to just kind of sit here and wait for the next 15 minutes and see if anybody shows up. Yeah, that's kind of where we sit now. But if something occurs to you, just pipe up and we'll talk about it. Well, I should probably identify AB9FJ.
Yeah, I need to identify too, KF6GPE. Yeah, we should stick around because sometimes Robert joins late. So I'll be sitting here too. I don't have much to add just because, like I said, I haven't done any radio stuff. Well, I guess the one thing I did do is I did dig out my TH-72A from our camper van and plug in the battery and see if it'll charge. But, you know, I've actually got to decide if it works or not. And if it works, I'll throw it in my laptop bag for when I go to the satellite office down the road. Anyway, AB9FJ from KF6G.
I don't remember if I mentioned this last week, but Aloha Ham was giving me a little show and tell about his newest radio purchase. And it's a B-Tech, Bravo Tango Echo Charlie Hotel, UV-PRO. And the B in B-Tech, I think, refers to Baofeng, but this is a separate company. Maybe they clone Baotech or Baofeng radios, or maybe they take a Baofeng idea and run with it a little farther. Anyway, this is about $170 radio in HT. Off the top of my head, I'm not remembering all the pieces of it. But anyway, it's pretty interesting. So I'm tempted. I might actually order one just to play with it.
I just Googled it. Man, that looks like a good radio. It's got Bluetooth and APRS and monitors airband and NOAA, of course, USB charging. That sounds like a bargain version of the THD75A, which is a good radio, but you pretty much have to mortgage your house in order to afford it. This looks really nice. Yeah, dual band, it looks like, GPS, APRS, Bluetooth. Oh, Bluetooth packet support. Yeah, that would be great because then you get a packet station in your bag, too. That would be good for WinLink.
Yeah, and that price is crazy. So it would be a no-brainer to play with it. So we'll see.
Absolutely. I say you get it this week and report back next week with how you like it. KF6GPE.
I've been pretty slow to buy things lately. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old. But so don't expect a rapid development here. I've still got to get a new cell phone, and I'm still looking at that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I've already slowed down and accumulating stuff, too. So I don't know if it's old age or just wisdom that comes with old age, but it kind of makes sense. KF6GPE.
I see a new station on the dashboard. K0, Bravo, India, Tango. Hi, Craig. We don't have a topic this week. Although, what did we talk about? Gosh, we talked about the weather. We talked about where Reese is from and where I'm from and how we kind of complement each other there. And then just before you connected, we were talking about this new radio from a company called B-Tech, you know, Bravo, Tango, Echo, Charlie Hotel. Looks like a very, it's got more frequencies and capability, or, you know, it's got Bluetooth, and it's got GPS, and it's got APERS, and it's got packet, all kinds of stuff. It's called the Uncle Victor hyphen Papa Romeo Oscar, UV-CRO. So anyway, like I said, we don't have a topic, so anything that's on your mind is fair game. Go ahead.
Okay, it's K0BIT. I'm actually climbing on the roof of my RV right now, fixing something on the roof. So is that the UV Pro, right? The little handheld that's not made by B-Tech or Bofang. It's made by someone else, and it's rebranded. And it has a Bluetooth TNC. Is that the one you're talking about? Because if so, I plan on getting one.
Yeah, it's priced around $170, maybe a little less. That's the one we were talking about, yeah. Did you say you have one or you've ordered one? I don't remember exactly.
Okay, Wayne. I think we doubled real quick. Sorry.
Okay, I just asked... did you say that you have ordered one, or you already have one, or did I misunderstand?
So Packet is Packet Radio, AX25 in general, is interesting to me, and I don't have one yet. I'm going to get one. So some of the things I've talked about while I've been on here, I know before, like last time we talked about vintage computers, but I've talked about Packet Radio a lot. So I'm actually rebuilding the BBS here in New Orleans. We have a W5MCC, that's Whiskey 5, Mike Charlie Charlie, is the call sign for the group. It's a Entcom group. So I'm rebuilding the packet BBS for it. It's running on a Windows machine. I'm installing a Raspberry Pi. I'm almost done with it. So packet's interesting, and I'm going to buy one of these radios. Over.
Okay, I got you. Well, I definitely wish you good luck in doing that. I'm a little hesitant in that I kind of came in as packet radio was fading out. I've got several packet radio TNCs around the shack here that I picked up at Hamfest and so on. And I remember using them a little bit, you know, like 20 years ago, but I've kind of let it, what's the word I'm looking for, lay fallow. But I always wanted to get back into it, and like you're trying to do, trying to revive it. Now, the problem I have is this B-Tech radio, they may have had good intentions, but it remains to be seen if their execution is adequate. So anyway, just keep that in mind as a caveat that you might need to get something a little bit different or a little bit better than at $170. You know, this is a bargain. But if you really want to bring back packet radio and packet bulletin boards and packet networking, internetworking, you might need something more like we used to have with TNCs and computers. Instead of just a handheld radio.
Wayne, oh Wayne, I might have been born later than you, but I wasn't born yesterday. I have got two dedicated packet radios in my RV. One is a Kenwood that I have yet to hook up, and one is an ICOM that I have hooked up to, which is going to be a switchboard that I could switch between a little antenna that's on the roof, I'm looking at it right now, or one that's on a pop-up pole. So this is just extra. Because, let me tell you why this one's cool, all right, is it has a Bluetooth PNC, okay? So you could get Android that supports Bluetooth over, serial over Bluetooth, and they have to, if I get cut off, it's my timeout. And you can then load up something like APRS Droid or this new thing called Gray Wolf, which is a inspired by the Dire Wolf project. It runs Gray Wolf, like it or dislike it. A lot of it is done with Claude code, but it has some inspiration, and they pulled some of the C code in Direwolf, ported it to Rust, and that's how they implemented the AFSK modem. They also do whatever 9600 baud is. It may be a frequency shift keying. They've implemented both of those from the Direwolf code in Rust, and you can run this on Linux. You can run it on Windows if you hate yourself, but you can certainly run it on Linux, and you can also run on Android. So, my opinion, APRS is really useful when you have the right tools to use it as kind of like a heads-up display or an informational display about stuff that's around you. So that's why I'm interested in the handheld with some software like that. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to... I was not trying to pour cold water on your decision to buy the VTech radio and use it with APRS and packet and... your phone and so on. I just got the impression that what you were talking about with your club down there, that you wanted to like bring back packet bulletin boards and the idea of being able. Well, this is kind of parallel to the mesh tastic thing that's going on right now, where you go kind of a little bit off grid and you can do your messaging without involving the phone company or your internet provider and so on. So anyway, I was just a little bit concerned that the implementation in the VTech radio might not have been quite good enough for a grand design. So, but anyway, I'm tempted to buy the thing too. So I don't want to imply that you should not.
Okay. So for clarification, the packet station that's part of the club is on a skyscraper building in downtown New Orleans, and it is on a, I don't know what antenna it has, but it's inside of a mini server room with power backup, and it has climate control and two Motorola radios, one for 14505 megahertz and for, you know, regular BBS stuff, and then 14439 for APRS. So it's got, I didn't design this, it's actually neat. It's got a duplexer with two big cavity filters because they're 600 kilohertz apart. It's just like a repeater offset. So two radios, a duplexer, one antenna, and two channels for APRS and packet up on a building. That's the radios are staying, the computer. The computers are being replaced. Back to you.
Okay, yeah, I probably just totally misunderstood what you were trying to do, almost as if you were trying to use one of these VTech radios to replace the radios in that skyscraper there. So, yeah, my fault, I just kind of, you know, misunderstood. So anyway, it sounds like you're going to have a nice project or a nice thing trying to get that active again. Are you finding interest among other hams in the area?
So what is really fueling this is WinLink. We have an active, so New Orleans here with W5MCC, we have a BBS. There is an adjacent suburb of New Orleans called Slidell, S-L-I-D-E-L-L. They also have an active MCOM program, and they have some people there who embrace ham radio, packet radio. We've got another club, at least two more. One is more active than the other, also with packet, and also with active NCOM permits. I mean, you know, we get hurricanes and all that kind of stuff here, right? So my goal is, once I get this back up and running and working, I also want to link, I'm going to reset. My goal is, now, some of this is kind of languishing, but sometimes that happens with clubs. So we do have interest in packet. It's certainly not like, you know, wildly crazy like it might have been in the 1980s or 1990s. But it's gotten a resurgence, and like I said, the clubs are into it, and they have infrastructure. So we're going to link them together. We're going to set up NetROM. This is my plan. And we're also, I want to get on this HF packet forwarding network. We're going to have to figure out how to set that up. But I really want to get this going. No internet, have a packet forwarding system with WinLink and BBSs, and then I'm going to go around and give talks about it. So I'm resetting. So there are a handful of people who like them and use them, and I want to introduce this to other people. Maybe try to find out the ones who are interested in computers and Linux, like me, who might find it really fun to see the convergence of radio and open source, the open source philosophy with amateur radio in particular, and the things you could do with it for fun and also for emergency communications. It can't all be emergency communications. It has to be fun first. So those are my overall kind of goals with that. Back to you.
Okay. Sounds very good there. I wish you the best of luck and making progress on that. Let's see if Ray has anything to add to the discussion.
No, not really, except to say that is fairly similar to the setup we have at our county EOC. We've got a couple of Motorola radios. I think we have separate antennas for the APRS and the WinLink station. And then we've standardized on WinLink on two different frequencies for each part of the valley. So if a radio gets screwed up with transmit on one frequency, you can still get through on the other. So, for example, my WinLink station is on, I think, 144.05, and then the county, some of the counties on 075, maybe. I can't remember. I got the frequencies programmed in my radio. But we've got good WinLink coverage around the county. And then I run a little WinLink node for very north Boulder Creek that doesn't really have a lot of coverage because I'm in a canyon, but it gets out to Redwood Elementary, which would be activated as a shelter, and I can use it each week to test WinLink, and I need to let it drop. I would also say that there's a good Android app for WinLink called WOAD, W-A-D, and then there's one for iOS called Radio Mail, and I think Radio Mail now is a universal app, so it may run on macOS as well. So there's like WinLink clients for pretty much any platform you want to run them on. I regularly run it on Android, and it's great. Back to you, AB9FJ from KF6GPE.
Okay, thank you, Ray. Yeah, we have, with our local emergency management agency, we're trying to get WinLink up and reliable. Unfortunately, our previous WinLink guru passed away recently, so we're kind of trying to pick up the pieces. We have a VHF WinLink node, which you know, like local hams can connect with from like maybe a mobile setup or from home, and we're trying to set up an HF WinLink station as well. So right now I don't think either one of them is completely functional, but we're working on it. So we're 35 minutes into the hour here, so let me see, no new call signs on the dashboard, so it might be about time for final messages, comments before we wrap up the net. So if you have something to say, say it now, or call now.
I'll say something. It's K0BIT.
Go ahead, Craig.
A suggestion for next week's topic, assuming that I could, you know, get here and don't forget. Last time we were talking about the modern Internet. I had brought this up, which has, in my opinion, happened to it in a very negative way. big companies taking over. The interconnectivity has been lost. I've been doing a lot of work on this small website, things like that, older resurgence of that kind of thing. Maybe we can talk about it in comm or something. That may be an interesting topic for next week, getting back to the roots of how things used to be. Not because older is better, simply because I think the way they were before is better than the way they are now. Anyway, that's my comment.
Okay, noted. If I forget, remind me. I agree with you that, it's a mixed bag. There are things that we can do today that were unheard of back in the day, but some of the things that they can do today are not really a good thing. So, yeah. All right. Let me find my place in the script here. Blah, 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 blah. I guess this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net at, it's called 0037 UTC. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everyone. I'll be looking for you next week.
73, Wayne. As soon as I get the audio problem figured out with my PC and Echolink so I can actually record the net, I'll take net, but I haven't had a chance to figure out what's going on there. KF6GPE.
Okay, good luck. Let me know when things change. AB9FJ.
Hey, I got a question. I don't know if Wayne, you know this, or I forgot your name. I tried to sign up for the newsletter, the SDF ARC newsletter. I sent an email to the Major Domo email address, and I got no response back, so I don't know if it worked. Did anybody notice my name on there?
If you tried sending a message to the mailing list, I did not see any when I checked my mail, an hour or so ago. So let me put this in the chat. You can see the chat, right? So you would want to do something like I'm typing it in now. Okay, I think I typed that correctly. Now, if that's what you did, I don't think there's been any traffic in there since last week. The next traffic I expect will be the message that I send out, I don't know, half an hour from now, summarizing this net, the tonight's net.
Well, unfortunately, you kept the carrier up, which I couldn't answer you. No, I can't see the chat because I'm not actually on Echolink's app, right? I'm using All-Star RF. I'm literally sitting on the roof of my motorhome right now watching the sunset and via HT, so I can't see the chat. I'll talk to you on Commode. How about that? I subscribed to it, and it didn't give me... Normally when I do, there's a message saying, hey, you just subscribed to this newsletter. So I didn't get that.
Yes, Major Domo always sends back a reply indicating successful execution or some kind of error message. So if you did not get such a message, it implies that perhaps a misspelling in the destination address. That's really the only suggestion I can make. Like you said, com mode works, and we'll discuss it there. So, 73, everyone, from AB9, FJ.
Yep, if anybody else is listening, 73. Kilo Zero, Bravo, India, Tango, is clear.